This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views conveyed by the guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information shared by the guests on this program are those of the guests and are for informational purposes only. They should not replace the medical advice of your veterinarian.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. In this episode, we have award-winning mystery author Margaret Mitsushima premiering the 10th installment in her acclaimed Timber Creek K9 mystery series. That's what's on our show, so let's get started.
Come here, babies. It's time for a treat. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring you the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the doggydiva.com. We love hearing from you, so go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You know the expression, cats have 9 lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Award-winning author Margaret Mitsushima has served as president of the Rocky Mountain Mystery Writers of America and was awarded the Writer of the Year by the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. Margaret's acclaimed book series, set in the beautiful Colorado High Country, A Timber Creek Canine Mystery, features 3 of my favorite characters, so much so that I feel like I know them. Deputy and Canine Handler, Maddie Cobb Walker, her amazing canine partner, Robo, and her husband, veterinarian and partner in crime, Cole Walker. And in the 10th installment of this popular Timber Creek Canine Mystery series, the latest release, Dying Cry, we find the investigative team back in action in the snowy Colorado high country. And it's a story that had me up all night, turning the pages in this fast-paced, gripping thriller. And that is why I love Margaret's books. They're true thriller mysteries. So, Margaret, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for that wonderful introduction. You encapsulated Dying Cry so well. Thank you very much, Sue.
I loved it. And Margaret, think about this. We first met 10 years ago with the release of your first book in the Timber Creek series, the mystery series Killing Trail. And then today I'm so honored to have you back with us to premiere the 10th book in the series, Dying Cry. And as usual, it's another mystery of yours that kept me on the edge of my seat until the very last page.
Oh, yay. I love to hear that.
Well, and you know, for our first-time listeners, can you just share a bit about yourself? Because as well as being an author, you have a very interesting and diverse background.
Well, I was a speech pathologist by career, served in that career for about 25 years, but during that time, I was married to a veterinarian, and I did not work in his clinic, but I did have to cover and help him on weekends and after hours just countless times. So I know that veterinarian's life. And when I decided to write a mystery series, my veterinarian character, Cole Walker, actually came to mind first because people love to watch my husband work. And so I decided that I had to have a vet And I decided not to do an amateur sleuth mystery series with that vet because even though my husband solved many medical mysteries, he's never been called on to solve a murder mystery. So I decided to go ahead and just have him be a protagonist, but a love interest and a veterinarian for a canine handler, Maddie Cobb. And so she came forward then. But I have a background of growing up on a ranch in Colorado near the Continental Divide. So I'm very familiar with the high country. Our ranch was right adjacent to a very small town called Sawatch, Colorado, which is in the San Luis Valley. And so I know a lot about small town living. And so a lot of that comes out. The agricultural background as well as small town background comes out in my books.
In the book, a lot happens in that little town. And I have to tell you that, you know, and as you know, I tell you with each one of your releases, we always talk and I tell you that I am a diehard Maddie Robo and Cole fan. And I've really watched them grow and evolve over the years throughout the series. Can you just tell the listeners about each of them and about the Timber Creek Canine Mystery series itself?
Yes, each of the characters.
Yeah.
Yes. So Maddie Cobb grew up in Timber Creek. She had a very tumultuous childhood. She had a father who abused her and a mother who he attacked when she was 6 years old. And Maddie snuck into the bedroom and called the police when her mother was under attack. The police came, rescued the mother, put the father in jail, and then Maddie and her brother went into foster care. And not all of that background that I just told you is true. Mystery writers love to make things up. So the real truth about that night comes out in the series, and Maddie has repressed memories about her childhood up to age 6. And they come out during the series too. So that's Maddie. She has a complicated past. Cole Walker grew up on a cattle ranch near Timber Creek, kind of like I did. And he went to vet school. And he is the only vet in that region. So he's busy. He works all day, 7 days a week, and into the night sometimes. And his wife got very tired of him being a workaholic, and she left him and their two daughters. And there is a complicated reason why she did that. She was very depressed at the time. And Cole was left to be on a fast track of how to parent his kids because he'd been at work instead of really helping her as a partner parenting the kids. So again, he's got lots of challenges in the opening book, which is Killing Trail. And then there's Robo. He's a third protagonist in his own right. He is a German Shepherd, about 100 pounds, predominantly black with tan markings. He is a good boy. He was well socialized as a puppy. So he's a perfect partner for Maddie in this community where called Timber Creek, that's threatened with drug traffic through town. And he's a community partner with her going into schools and helping with the anti-drug Just Say No program in the school system. Robo is a dual purpose dog. He's trained for patrol, which includes tracking and apprehension, which means taking down and biting a fugitive. And he's also narcotics detection trained. And in the later books, they can actually use him in search and rescue as well, because he only does apprehension when Maddie tells him to. He's very much a wonder dog. And he was based on a real dog named Robo, who was also a wonder dog and a German Shepherd who served in Bellingham, Washington. prior to me meeting his handler. Unfortunately, he had died of old age at the time that I met his handler, but she told me all about him, and his legacy lives on.
And he is quite a legacy. And I have to tell you, again, the cover of the book, amazing, beautiful, intriguing, and you get to see Robo on the cover of the book with Maddie. So this, your book covers are always so beautiful. And this is the 10th installment of the series, but can each of the books, and there's so much that goes on, and you're right, we learn about more about Maddie, we learn about Cole and his background, it's just, and we watch the evolution of all of them, but can these be read as standalones?
Yes, the mystery in the book is completely a standalone, and if you read one, I've had people write to me that said they read them out of order, just here and there, depending upon when they could get a hold of them at their library, and they've enjoyed them even that way. So yes, they can stand alone. It's only the arc of Maddie's life, really, that you get if you start with book one and read to book 10.
And I read them all in order. I love them. And I love the background story of all of them, the way that they came together. It's really great. But you can, and I know people who have read them as standalones. It's, you get the full, everything, you bring everything in, you give enough background so that everyone feels like they're included. But I do like the whole series. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Margaret will tell us about the latest release in the Timber Creek Mystery Series, Canine Mystery Series, Dying Cry. We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone.
As your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth, and yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are here with Margaret Misushima, and she is here to share the latest installment in a Timber Creek Canine Mystery Series, Dying Cry. Margaret, can you tell us a little bit about the story behind this and where we can find Maddie, Robo, and Cole with this challenging mystery and all of the twists and turns that are in it?
Oh, yes. Thank you. This is kind of a hallmark book, book 10, because it's the first book after Maddie and Cole get married.
Yes.
They got married in the final chapter of Gathering Mist, which was the book set before this book. And Gathering Mist is actually set on the Olympic Peninsula, where my husband and I relocated after he retired from his vet clinic. And then Dying Cry goes back to Colorado because Cole and Maddie never did move out of Colorado like we did. Dying Cry opens with Maddie and Cole and their two daughters, Maddie's stepdaughters and Cole's biological daughters, and their dogs, all on a snowshoeing trip into a canyon up at a resort. And as they enter this canyon, suddenly they hear this piercing scream, and this cry dies as it echoes down the canyon. They immediately know that something happened down there, and they don't want their kids exposed to it. So Cole takes two of their dogs and his kids back to the resort lodge to get help. And Maddie and Robo go on to try to find this person that screamed. And so that's how it opens in chapter one. And the action goes from there. It kind of goes back and forth between the resort and the place where this victim worked, and develops quite a few characters who end up on the suspect list. And then the final scene was one that I enjoyed writing so much because it involves verbal judo, which is something I learned in a workshop that was presented by a retired police officer. So I loved getting to let Maddie use verbal judo. And maybe that's all I should say.
Yeah, no, because, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. It was so good. And your books are all, like you're talking about, the Pacific Northwest. And of course, we have, you know, the Colorado, the high country. They're so atmospheric, which leads to that intrigue and the mystery. And each one has its own essence. And of course, they're twisty and turny and fast-paced. This is your 10th book. I've talked to you with all 10 books. And I have to ask you, can we look forward to an 11th book in the series? And if so, can you share a little bit about it?
Sure.
Yay!
Yes, thank you for asking. Yes, there will be an 11th book. It doesn't have a title yet. As you've probably noticed, all of my titles involve gerunds. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes a challenge to come up with a new gerund phrase that we can use for a title. But there are lots and lots of dogs in this book. I started writing it in March, finished the first draft, just about 2 weeks ago. I'm getting to revise it. It is set in Colorado. There are dogs that come into Colt's clinic, and he kind of becomes suspicious of those owners. It's a book that has a lot going on because it has a main plot with a victim that Maddie and the investigative team in the Timber Creek Sheriff's Department are investigating. And then it has a subplot that they have to call in help from the FBI on. And then the two plots kind of collide at the end of the book. So I'm so excited about it. I really love this 11th book. It will be coming out fall of 2026. But yeah, Dying Cry is coming out in just a few weeks.
Yes. And I can't wait to read the new one. And I read Dying Cry. And I'm telling you, all of your books, I kind of whizzed through because they're, as I said earlier, they're fast-paced, they're intriguing, they're very atmospheric. There's procedural, like police procedural, canine. There's just a lot going on, and it's all tied up in the end, and it just keeps your mind so active. You feel like you're actually a part of what is going on, and you've done that since the first book in the series, and you brought it to Dying Cry, which is the 10th book in the series. And I am telling you, Margaret, I can't wait to read the 11th book in the series.
Oh, thank you. I will send it to you as soon as I can.
I can't wait. Now, for the listeners, where can they find out more about you, your amazing books, and of course, the latest release in the series, Dying Cry?
These books are traditionally published by Crooked Lane Books. And these books can be found at your favorite bookseller. If they're not on the shelf, ask them to order it. They can be found online booksellers too. And I have a website that provides links to all of the different booksellers in case you want to access it there. But the website also has all of the books on it. They're all available in ebook. And I hear they're going to be doing a reprint of the first three books to make sure they're available in print. So Crooked Lane has done a really good job with keeping my books available, and I appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure that you have, like, as soon as someone reads one, they probably want to go back and go, okay, wait a minute, how did that happen? Okay, how did that start? Just to see, because you've like a spider web. It's like all built, and it's all building out to this beautiful storyline. But each one has their own built into this like web of intrigue. It's just, you're very good at what you do, and you're very good, you know, we're talking about verbal jujitsu. You're very good at putting this all together. You keep me, who I consider myself, true diehard mystery Nancy Drew, tried and true. So I've been doing it for years, and I love this book. I loved your characters. Again, they're something that I've grown to love. And if you noticed in my intro, I did introduce her as Maddie Cobb Walker. First time I introduced her as Maddie Cobb Walker, because she's married now.
Yes, yes. And I should add that the books are available at many, many libraries. So if you're a library reader, please access them there. Maybe your librarian can find them, or even order a copy if they haven't already gotten started with this, carrying the series on their shelves.
Awesome. Well, Margaret, I want to thank you so much for being our guest and coming back to the show to premiere the latest release and the 10th installment in the Timber Creek Canine Mysteries, Dying Cry. And to all of you readers out there who enjoy their mysteries, fast paced with twists and turns, atmospheric, and your dog lovers like me, this is the book for you, Dying Cry. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Thank you again, Margaret. It's been an honor to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. And we will be back in just a moment.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more about Susan Marie and the Doggy Divas, visit them at their website, thedoggydiva.com, and on Facebook at the Doggy Diva Show. Tell your fellow pet parents about it. We look forward to having you join us again for the next episode. See you soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.